Moving on to item five. Consider taking a position, speaking of legislation, consider taking a position on legislation regarding appointing retirement board member compensation adjustment. A subject so near and dear to my heart. Who wants to take this on?
I can provide a brief background on this. This is a proposal by the Orange County Retirement System, OSRS. They're proposing legislation that would allow the increase of the per meeting stipend, which currently is $100 per meeting under statute. They're proposing allowing an increase up to $320 from the $100. You may recall that the OSRS actually already has a bill pending regarding this, and they've announced that they are abandoning that bill and creating a new bill. The new bill does not yet have a number. Usually we'll have, you know, assembly bill number or Senate bill number. In this stage of the process, they don't yet have a number for the bill, but they do have someone in the legislature who's willing to carry it forward. And so that's the proposal from Orange County. I do know that Sackers is not going to be supporting it. They're going to be taking a neutral position on the bill. And it's been requested that the CICERA board discuss the bill and potentially take action on it.
So do you have an understanding of why Sackers is taking a neutral position on it?
Yes. The first reason that was mentioned is that the Sackers, as an association of all 20 county systems, would like to concentrate on matters of administration and providing information. They don't want to take positions that might be seen as asking for increases. They would like to spend their political capital in other areas. Another reason that was mentioned was that they looked at what the state, the bigger retirement system stipends are, and they're consistent with the current statutory limitation in Searle. So it's also $100 per meeting, and so they don't wish to go beyond that. OSRS, who's proposing this, has stated that they're okay with Sackers taking a neutral position on this. They're happy that Sackers is not opposing it, but a neutral position is just fine with them. So that's what I know from the Sackers landscape.
And I know I read it in the packet the other day, but this bill, as it's now been amended, as it sort of evolved, allows that change in compensation, but it has to be adopted by the Board of Supervisors. Is that right?
The proposal, the one that does not yet have a bill number?
Yes.
That would be a two-step process. The first step would be for the County Board of Supervisors to adopt this new statute if it becomes statute and make it applicable in the county. Then the second step would be for the Board of Retirement to vote, take action on increasing compensation.
And the 320 is the upper limit. It's not a 100 or 320.
Correct. It's a maximum, yeah.
I'm wondering on that subject. I'm just curious. Any background on how the member was selected? I realize it's an upper limit. How did 320 become the voting?
I don't have information on how OSRS came up with $320.
Dice game.
You're a lot of figures.
Did OSRS state why they were pushing for the change, and now for Searle to kind of adopt a larger across the board? I mean, is it a lack of interest from the public in taking this position, or taking the spot, or just lack of applicants?
They don't have a lack of applicants. They would like to see their current trustees be paid a higher amount.
So this is trustees who are appointed?
Right.
Not county employees.
Right.
Here or, you know, retired volunteer and stuff.
Right. No, I'm just wondering, is $100 per meeting, is that not drumming up enough interest in people?
It's been $100 per meeting for decades. And so there have been several attempts in the past to increase it.
Okay.
And they never got much traction. So I think this is another iteration of such an attempt. And so, you know, people who volunteer or retired and so forth, you come onto this board and come on into it. Seems reasonable.
$320 looks like a negotiated number. Like 59 and a half retirement point distributions. So I'm curious on what the two ends were, the max and the minimum, and how they got the $320.
Well, I think if you go the Price is Right route, you just go a dollar over.
Inevitably, someone's going to conclude that this is not necessarily an item being pushed by OSHRs as much as it is by one or two members of the OSHRs board. Is there somebody championing this for the OSHRs board?
I'm not aware of the specific.
For the last minute?
I know that the OSHRs CEO speaks on their behalf, but I don't know of the particular board members and where they stand.
Were there like 65 OSHRs representatives at SACRS at the last conference? Am I remembering?
There was a large number, yes.
Yes.
It was in Orange County.
Yes.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so all hands. Well, so the item is to consider taking a position. We can take no position, we can take a support position, we can take an opposed position. So what is the will of the body on this? Is there a motion to support?
Is it too early to ask the ad hoc committee on legislation?
We thought about that. I think the timing was when there was an informal discussion between Christina Karen and myself about this item, because I'd seen it somewhere and we were chatting about it. So we put it on the agenda. Some of this stuff is time sensitive because we're in the 2-year legislative cycle, and I think it's like this week and next week, bills that have been assigned to policy committees have to get out. It's a short fuse. So I don't know that we're gonna have the luxury of time necessarily. What's our next meeting, February 4th?
Yep. To me, it sort of comes down to, I mean, I'm getting paid my Board of Supervisors salary regardless. So I've always felt like, hey, I'm well compensated. But to those of you who aren't here as part of your regular work day, do you feel like you're entitled to more? So that it's really our public members that are the ones that typically are retirees that aren't getting already paid a salary to show up here anyway. Do you feel like you're undercompensated given the time of amount of time that goes into this? And I'm not talking about your billable rates, Scott, but but I mean, that's sort of the reality. And I sit on so many different committees. Most still, stipends are close to 100, you know, like Association of Mayor Governments, they pay $150 a meeting. MTC pays $100 a meeting, but they have meetings back to back where people get a stipend for showing up at this meeting and the next one that starts at 9:30 and the one that starts at 10, et cetera. So to me, you know, it's really about, should you be compensated more for your time? So for that reason, I don't have a problem with us supporting it. So we have that discretion, because those of you who are public members who aren't, or retirees that aren't being already, this isn't part of your work day. I have great appreciation for what you do, because this is a lot of work. So that's where I wouldn't have a problem giving us that opportunity and that option, and then let the Board of Supervisors hash out if they have any concerns about it, and then bring it back to this board of what we think an appropriate stipend would be if we were to provide an increase. Because $100 for the amount of preparation time you put in, as well as sitting here at this meeting, it's a lot. I mean, you're working really hard, and I used to, when I was on a city council with just a basic stipend, you know, sometimes it would come out to like 35 cents an hour. Yeah. It's really what it was coming down to. So for that reason, as I talk through it, I'm kind of inclined to support it, not because I don't think it's a gross overcompensation. It's not like we're offering health care benefits. It's not like we're offering thousands of dollars. It's a nominal sum. And who knows, maybe it will continue in other agencies, help them recruit, support, but I have no problem with this, looking at increasing that stipend.
Yeah, that was my thought is, although I guess you could consider yourself self-interested, the thought is, the structure of this bill is to allow the Board of Supervisors to consider the item, and for the Board of Retirement to consider the item. This isn't a, we're going to set a new number in the statute kind of a bill, right? It requires a process, deliberation. You mentioned earlier the potential abuse of stipends, right? I, in my other life, I've done work in some Southern California cities who were famous for this. I've been to city council meetings where there were six agency meetings for that council taken serially.
So that they could have $100.
At the end of the night, it was a good night for the council, and I don't say that flippantly. It got a lot of notoriety, and ultimately,
I'd say none of the councils I served on did we get any of those extra stipends. So I don't know.
That kind of thing can be abused. And the other thought on this was, in some cities, in some counties, the stipending of, say, a Board of Supervisors member or a council member was historically kept low, intentionally. San Francisco is a good example of that, if you go historically and look at it, because the theory was that enabled really only the people who could afford the time and the ability and had that kind of economic ability to sit on a board, and so you'd had a disproportionate number of board members who were well-heeled, just to use that term, who may not provide a community perspective. So I don't think that, I'm not sure that consideration plays.
I say it's not, we're not the Richmond City Council upping us up to thousands of dollars a meeting. No, I appreciate that perspective too.
If it passes, wouldn't we have to go to the Board of Supervisors to request it to begin with?
We would have to adopt, it sounds like, if I'm correct, we would have to adopt the ordinance, but not, meaning we, putting on my supervisor hat on, would have to adopt the ordinance, and then it would be up to Sisera then to make a determination within that range of what amount they would like the stipend increased. I doubt, just knowing my colleagues, that there would be any concern about that, and just because they realize it's a lot of work to serve on this.
I just think the other interesting part of this is that if you thought about this number being indexed sometime in the past, I mean, David mentioned it's been in place for decades. You can just look at a 10 or a 12 year or 15 year slice and think, well, you know.
Exactly.
It's a static number in a context where, you know, the indices have gone up 500,000%. So it's not an index number, so it's kind of an oddball in that sense.
I'll move the item that we write a letter in support or with whatever, however we take position.
Could you hold up in a second? Go ahead.
No, I want to. No, please go ahead. No, I'm teasing you. Go ahead, Jerry.
I'm reminded of the days when we used to go out and recruit for grand jury members. The prospective grand jury members were some service. So the compensation for grand jury members was $15 a day. $15 a day. And when I was a four-person, there was a move afoot by some of our members to get that raised by the board of supervisors because they had compensation. And basically, we got a very polite letter that said, no, let me know what help.
No, and that was probably a different Board of Supervisors, particularly because the people from where you live, my district, make up so much of the grand jury that we are actively trying to recruit people. Sort of to Scott's point, some people can't afford to serve on a grand jury, much less.
When we would go out and recruit, I used to tell people in the audience, the one thing you don't want to do is get in for the money. and we had no shortage of candidates. And so I'm wondering whether or not this ends up being an impediment to getting interest on the part of individuals. I've never sensed that that was the case, that someone has said I'd like to be considered as a board member for CSERA, but $100 a meeting is just not enough to be attractive to me. So I would not speak in opposition to the motion, but I'd probably be a little more comfortable with taking on no position.
Okay.
So we do have a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Further discussion on the motion. Did you have your hand up there? Or were you just seconding your 30?
I had a question and it's been addressed.
Okay. Any other questions or comments on the item? Lindy, you look like you're thinking about it.
No, I'm good.
Okay. All right, anybody else? All right, hearing none, let's vote on the motion. If I can read this. Anderson.
Aye.
Sorry, motion to support, correct?
Yes, it's a move, the motion is to support the pending legislation. Chavadra.
Aye.
Gordon.
Aye.
Holcomb.
Aye.
Kroll.
Aye.
McDonald.
Aye.
Zhu.
Aye.
Phillips.
Aye.
And Wong.
Aye.
All right, it carries 9-0. So we can work on a letter, I guess.
Yes.
Express our support for the legislation.